Welcome to NeuroFrontiers on ReachMD. I'm Dr. Charles Turk, and Dr. Jagan Pillai is here with me today to discuss his research on how the presence of Lewy body pathology alongside Alzheimer's disease changes the risk factors for cerebral amyloid angiopathy. Dr. Pillai is a behavioral neurologist at Cleveland Clinic Lou Ruvo Center for Brain Health and is an associate professor at the Cleveland Clinic Lerner College of Medicine. Dr. Pillai, it's great to have you with us today.
Well, thank you, and thank you for inviting me to the program.
So if we start with some background, Dr. Pillai, would you tell us about your study and how cerebral amyloid angiopathy is associated with dementia-associated pathologies, particularly Alzheimer's disease and Lewy body pathology?
So cerebral amyloid angiopathy is a common neuropathological change seen sometimes by itself, but sometimes along with other pathologies like Alzheimer's disease. And CAA is characterized by deposition of the amyloid beta protein, the same protein that accumulates in Alzheimer's disease. Here it accumulates in the blood vessels of the brain. And so it's a dependent risk factor for things like strokes, intracerebral hemorrhages. And in the context of these new medications for Alzheimer's disease, they also increase the risk of having side effects, and they're kind of an exclusion criteria for use of some of these medications.
And could you tell us a little bit about the methods you employed when conducting your study?
Sure. The primary question we wanted to answer was that cerebral amyloid angiopathy is well known to be associated with Alzheimer's disease pathology. But oftentimes, Alzheimer's disease pathology is not seen in a pure way. Oftentimes, it's mixed with other pathologies, common ones being things like Lewy body pathology that's seen in Lewy body dementia. A lot of 50% of Lewy body dementia often has mixed pathology, and we want to know what is the prevalence of this pathology in the context of Lewy body pathology, and what are the risk factors for the severity of this pathology when it's present with comorbid pathologies like Lewy body pathology. So we conducted a retrospective study of over 2,000 participants who took part in the National Alzheimer's Coordinating Center cohort. This is a cohort across the United States of patients followed longitudinally, the Alzheimer's disease research centers across the country, and who went on to have autopsy and their brains examined to evaluate the degree of the pathology to address these questions.
So with that background in mind, let's zero in on the results. What were the major findings of your study?
I think there were three key findings that I wanted to include. The first one was CAA was seen in both people with Lewy body pathology alone and people with both Alzheimer's disease and Lewy body pathology. So this pathology was not limited to just Alzheimer's disease group alone. The second thing that we noticed was that age is definitely a risk factor for the cerebral amyloid angiopathy in these groups. However, there were slight differences between other risk factors for this pathology of CAA. APOE4 gene carrier status, which has already been described to be a risk factor for CAA, was seen to be a risk factor in Lewy body pathology and Alzheimer's. But interestingly, someone who has homozygous status, that means they carry both copies of the E4 gene, had a much higher risk of having CAA when they had Lewy body pathology than with Alzheimer's disease or with Alzheimer's disease and Lewy body pathology combination. So the odds were about 25 times higher in the Lewy body pathology group compared to just the Alzheimer's group, which was just 3 times higher. So that was surprising for us, given the fact that CAA was more often related to Alzheimer's disease pathology than Lewy body pathology to have this higher risk in the context of APOE4 status. We also noticed that factors like lower educational status tend to increase your chances of having CAA in the mixed pathology group, and so did male sex.
For those just tuning in, you're listening to NeuroFrontiers on ReachMD. I'm Dr. Charles Turk, and I'm speaking with Dr. Jagan Pillai about his study on how the presence of both Alzheimer's disease and Lewy body pathology impacts risk factor considerations for cerebral amyloid angiopathy. Now, Dr. Pillai, what precautions or strategies would you recommend for clinicians when considering the use of anti-amyloid immunotherapy?
So CAA is screened for and before starting the new anti-amyloid therapies by having an MRI scan and looking for microhemorrhages more than 5 or more in number. One of the factors that is not looked for is the presence of co-pathology before starting these new anti-amyloid medications. So currently we have strong biomarkers for amyloid and phospho-tau pathology that makes a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease using biomarkers in the clinic. But what this study suggests is that in addition to the Alzheimer's pathology of amyloid and tau, the presence of Lewy body pathology can modify the risk of CAA in the background and potentially the risk of side effects using these medications. There are new biomarkers for alpha-synuclein that are currently available that can be measured in the CSF and skin. So I think it's an exciting time to see if a better characterization of these additional factors would be helpful in kind of counseling patients before they make a judgment on being on new anti-amyloid therapies.
So bringing the discussion back to your research a bit, how do you think it could impact clinical practice in terms of evaluating and managing patients?
I think our study sheds light on the focus that evaluating Alzheimer's disease patients using Alzheimer's biomarkers alone may be incomplete given the fact that there might be co-pathologies in many of these patients that may impact clinical outcomes for them, especially when they are on anti-amyloid medications for a year or more. So even though this study does not suggest clinicians change their practice immediately, this study does shed light on the fact that clinicians need to be aware that co-pathologies might impact risks related to anti-amyloid therapy in the context of CAA in the background.
And before we close, Dr. Pillai, are there any other key takeaways you'd like to leave with our audience?
I think what this study definitely shows is that characterizing patients using biomarkers and understanding their underlying pathology before having targeted therapies for one or more is going to be crucial and key to better patient care in the coming years. And we are likely to see a lot more advances and impactful ways we can help our patients in the next few years.
Well, with those final comments in mind, I want to thank my guest, Dr. Jagan Pillai, for joining me to discuss his research on how the presence of Lewy body pathology alongside Alzheimer's disease impacts the risk of cerebral amyloid angiopathy. Dr. Pillai, it was a pleasure having you on the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
For ReachMD, I'm Dr. Charles Turk. To access this and other episodes in our series, visit NeuroFrontiers on ReachMD.com, where you can be part of the knowledge. Thanks for listening.